This is Jeremy Scheip with KCNI, KBBN Radio, and I'm joined by Scott Harvey. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along for a little interview about something pretty exciting that you've got going on with your church and your congregation. Now, you've been in the church for some time now, and maybe people have seen the church or are going to church with you there in Mason City, but you've got an event coming up this Sunday that you're inviting the public to come and attend and see this new building that's gone up in Custer County, right?
Yes. So we've been working on this addition for 2.5 years. We had the groundbreaking in the fall of 2022. And so the new addition is a new sanctuary and then some bathrooms and office space. And so we finally got it done. We've been doing most of the work ourselves. And so we've just been, as we've had time and the ability, as the money come in, we've been working on it. And so we finally finished up. We just had our first service in there on Easter Sunday. So we've been in for a few weeks now. But now we're going to celebrate the completion of the project by having a building dedication this Sunday. And so that's what we are inviting everyone to come join us. And so on Sunday morning, we have our regular church service at 9:30. Then we'll have a fellowship time at 10:30. And then we'll have our dedication service at 11 o'clock. And then that'll be followed by a lunch for everyone that's there. And so that's what we're doing. We're excited.
I bet. And Sunday, Easter Sunday, great time to have a first service. I'm sure there were all kinds of emotions that people were experiencing that day.
It was very special. And there was a lot that happened in the last 2 weeks to get it ready. I didn't, 2 weeks from Easter, I didn't think it was going to happen, but everything fell in the place right. And so yeah, that was very special to have our first service in there on Easter.
That kind of sounds like a lot of construction and renovation projects to me. I know you've told me in the past when you were doing some projects on your house where you live, the same kind of thing. If anyone's ever done any kind of renovation or building, you set your goals and your timelines, but there's just always that crunch at the end.
Kind of felt like one of those shows on Home and Garden TV. They're going, oh, deadline, and then you'll rush to get everything done. It wasn't an absolute deadline, but it just made it more special that we were able to do that. And so now and we've been able to use it. Now we had Vacation Bible School last week. And so to have all the extra room, just everything just flows a lot nicer. Our old sanctuary, we've turned into our fellowship hall now, and so that gives us more room. And then we have some more room dedicated for classroom. And so, yeah, we're not just bumping into each other everywhere. We just, it's comfortable now. And it turned out really good. And knowing that we did a lot of the work ourselves, I think it just adds a lot to it. A lot of people say, I helped build the church. And so the teamwork for everybody to come together and do it, it was just neat, the process.
And I'm sure that people that helped throughout the process are going to look back on some of those memories on putting it together and think about those for a long time. And the space is great. That was going to answer my next question. You probably just for a little while there had to figure out how to use the new space, and that's a good problem to have, figure out how to use this new space that you worked so hard for.
Yeah, it's just gonna allow us to do some more things, more ministry. We'll be able to before maybe we could have one thing going on at a time and that was it, but now we could have a couple different groups meeting at the same time. Just gives us more flexibility and allows us to have, you know, if we have a big get together or say a big funeral or something, we're gonna have room now to do that, where before it was tight.
Sure. Yeah. So well, lots of excitement for the church, I'm sure, and You know, we've got some things coming up in the spring and summer, I'm sure, with the nice weather. So if people want to get involved, this is a good opportunity to get to see the dedication of the new space this Sunday, and then kind of go from there. Hit on those details on about Sunday again, if you would, and
you
everyone's
bet.
Invited.
Yep, everyone's invited. So our regular church service is at 9:30, and then we'll have a short fellowship time following, and we always have lots of goodies, cinnamon rolls, and coffee and stuff for the fellowship time, and then we'll come back at 11 a.m. for the dedication service, in which we'll just have a time of just thinking about all that happened through the process and thanking all those that were involved and stuff. And then everyone is invited to stay for lunch, and that will be at noon. And so it'll just be a full morning, a great way to celebrate. And we're just very blessed and thankful to God for what He's allowed us to do, and a great addition for Mason City, for a little town. There's a lot of things that are happening there, and so we're excited to be a part of the community and part of the area.
Great. You know, we're talking on Prentice Street, folks, and if someone has not driven there before, give us the maybe Google Maps version of where they're going to want to go when they get to Mason.
Yeah, so we're like three blocks south of the highway as you go through town, and we're a block east of the main street. So as you drive by, you can see the main street where all the buildings are at. We're just the block east of that and three blocks south of the highway.
Great.
And there's a sign just off the highway. It says First Baptist Church and points, but if you miss it, drive around, you'll find it.
Yeah, you got like, I don't know how many blocks in Mason City, but if you're not finding it, I'm sorry to tell you, but you might be doing something wrong. Well, thanks for taking the time, and congratulations. I'm sure it's been fun since Easter and to now, but now is a new chapter for the church.
That's right, and if you can't make it Sunday, come check us out anytime. We'd love to have you. And we have a Facebook page, and you can always check out what's going on that.
Mention your regular Sunday service times.
Yeah, regular Sunday service is 9:30 every Sunday.
Great. All right. Well, thanks again.
Thanks, Jeremy.
That was Scott Harvey with the Mason City First Baptist Church inviting you to their building dedication this Sunday.